Welcome back, everybody. This is Eric and Matt, and this is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit, your beacon of freedom and the American way of life. Tune in every Friday for a new episode as we dive into the world of liberty and what makes our country great. All right, guys, welcome back. We have got a very interesting episode this week. You know, we have to kind of break things up a little bit and have a little fun. And you know, we like doing our flights.
That's right.
So today's flight is going to be a bunch of random spicy ramen noodles. So we're doing, yes, a ramen noodle flight. We do alcohol as well as food. And we're going to be trying a couple of bottles of Weller's here. So this is going to be kind of fun. Before we get started with today's podcast, I'd like to thank our friends at My Patriot Supply for supporting LLP. In the coming years, things are going to be getting really crazy. Are you ready? Do you have a plan in case of food shortages, power outages, emergency evacuations? You should always prepare before these things strike. That's why we recommend getting your emergency food from My Patriot Supply. They're America's number one preparedness company with several million happy, well-prepared customers. Their food lasts up to 25 years in storage. It's like a survival insurance policy that you can eat. When you need it, it will be there. Right now, you'll save $100 on a 3 months emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to the link below or go to www.mypatriotsupply.com/LLP. You'll receive a $100 discount off a 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Check them out and tell them we sent you. Today's flight is going to be pretty conversational as well. This is very loose and candid, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun, talk a little bit about life, what's going on, and we're going to sample some blazing hot ramen, Matt.
Yes. One of them is probably the hottest stuff that you could eat. It's like over 8,000 on the Scovilles. It's ridiculously spicy. It's like so spicy they had like this whole like trend of someone trying to finish it all. Well, we're not trying to do that challenge, but I do think I'm going to turn this down just a tad because it's boiling now.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully we can sample some great ramen. And I know everybody, you know, they hear ramen and they think like instant top ramen, like the stuff you ate in college. It was like 25 cents a bag, which, you know, isn't terrible. But there's more authentic, more top shelf, you could say, ramen out there, and hopefully we'll try these. And these are pretty much the pinnacles of the different ramens from different regions. We have some from Korea, some from Japan, and we actually have one from Vietnam, so like an instant pho, so that's actually one of my favorites as well.
Sweet.
But yeah, I was just trying to show you that it's not all like Nissin and top ramen. There's some really good stuff out there.
I do think that a lot of people tend to associate ramen with cheap college dorm food.
Yep.
And, you know, when you're in your, you know, poor days trying to, you know, survive paycheck to paycheck and getting into that ramen like crazy. I mean, I've ate my share of ramen over the years.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, and I like it. You know, it's a fast, easy meal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're doing an entire podcast about ramen, which is pretty interesting. But we're going to talk about other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Now, as we get into this, what I'd like to know is how long has ramen been a thing? Like, how long has, let's just say, this concept been around? I mean, I know just noodles as a concept's been around freaking forever, but like, how long in these cultures have ramen been a staple as a food?
Man, I'll tell you, it's probably, I don't have the exact date, and I mean, we can look it up, and they'll say, oh, it was invented by, on this date, but really what matters, what matters is how long it's been part of your psyche, like my memory, and I'm 38 years old, and for the last 38 years, I remember eating ramen, whether it was, you know, Japanese ramen or Korean ramen, but my entire life, I remember, and it's really a staple. It's a staple piece.
Wow. Okay. Now, here we go. Now, this comes from, according to the record of the Yokohama Ramen Museum.
Oh, yes.
Ramen originated in China and made its way to Japan in 1859.
Woo.
Early versions were wheat noodles and broth topped with Chinese-style roasted pork.
Yes. char siu, as they say.
So it's been like, around a minute.
Like, yeah, so the original is like a now it's like a wonton soup, but they would take roasted pork that has like super crispy skin on it, and like almost like the suckling pigs you see.
Yeah.
And they would just slice that up and they would lay it on top of the noodles and that would be your ramen. It really, like, I would say Japan probably paved the way for ramen. That's what, when you think ramen, you think Japanese, like Noodle House, Ramen House.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
do all types of different broths.
From a culinary standpoint, they probably made it something that would be palatable that everybody all around the world would want. Like, why ramen got to be such a popular dish all around the world?
Well, you know, think about it from a restaurant's standpoint. It's from an actual restaurant standpoint, it's somewhat easy to make and maintain. You would say that you have to get in super early to make the broth, but you have a master stock. So throughout the day, you're adding that stock to the bowl. The noodles take about, if you have fresh noodles, 2 or 3 minutes to cook. And then you're putting in the broth with the, you know, all the different sides and
add
stuff on there.
Add a little meat here and there.
So once you understand that concept and you get it going, you can really sling out some ramen. Like the restaurants there, they do very well.
Yeah, so it's a staple in terms of it's easy to make. And you can, it goes a long way. It can feed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You can make ingredients go a long way. So it's a very good street food and a hearty food that can feed a lot of people.
And
so
it's fast. Like it. In Japan, I'm not Japanese, but I understand the culture. Everything is fast. Like, you have to get in, get out, get back to work. They're very, they're very like work oriented. So there's so much so that if the train is late, the train will give you a tardy pass to give to your boss.
Oh, wow.
So they understand like the trains are never on, like never not on time.
Wow.
But, and when they are, they give you a pass.
All right.
So that's...
Well, we're going to dive into a couple of these.
Yes.
Before we get started, we're going to pour a little bit of Weller's.
Oh,
and
yes.
We're going to light this incense, and I thought we would try this. This is new for me as well. This is incense made from agar wood, also known as oud.
Oud. Let's pray to the oud gods.
It's apparently a thing.
Well, hopefully it won't be toxic and kill us.
No, I don't think
so. We did our research on that before you lit it, right?
We're going to give this a shot and see what it's like. So agar wood is really interesting, the way that the stuff is made, and we're not going to get into that in this particular podcast.
Woo! Now I feel like we should be like chanting or something like,
There we go. It sets the mood.
It does.
A little cleanse, if you will.
Man, that camera really picks up that smoke.
All right. Okay. Now, we're going to get into this. So what's our first ramen?
So the first one, we're actually going to go non-spicy. And this is a fresh ramen. This is not a dried ramen. So this you can find in the refrigerator section of most Asian markets. The noodles are fresh. They're not dehydrated or anything like that. So it's very quick to cook. The broth on it... it comes in like a master stock broth, so it's not a powder. It's an actual like liquid broth.
Gotcha.
Concentrated. So we're going to add these to the noodles.
All right, and this is my noodles
here. So if you
hand me this. Here, I'm going to hand you my bowl.
Yep.
Now, while you're preparing the noodles, I guess you're just going to divvy out equal portions to each bowl.
I'm going to pour some
Weller's. We've got a, you know, so just a quick note. If you guys haven't seen some of the flights that we've done liquor flights of various types. We've got some great rum flights, tequila, we've done bourbon, we've done some different scotch flights. So we really love sampling alcohol on the flights. It's always a lot of fun. But I believe in all of the bourbon flights that we've ever done, I don't think we've ever tried the Weller's. So I've got two varieties of Weller's. We're going to kind of just throw that in here so we can taste a little bourbon while we're tasting our ramen.
You know, no one's going to argue about bourbon, man.
All right.
I'm going to tell you.
So we're getting this party started properly. If you'll hand me your glass, I'll get you a little taste here.
There you go.
We're not going to get sloshed, but we're going to just have a little taste.
Well, it's always good to...
Look, it's Friday. Life is going good. Here you go.
All right.
You know, things have been a little spotty overall, though, man. I mean, like, the way things have been going in our country right now, and just, you know, there's not a heck of a lot of overall positivity. I mean, you look at, I mean, right now, the Republicans are trampling on us just as bad as the Democrats are.
Yeah, man.
You kind of feel like you don't have any friends in sight no matter what you do.
Well, I mean, when you look at, you know, the political spectrum as a whole, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, you don't really know. They're both sides of the same, both legs of the same animal.
That's right. You know? Two wings of the equal bird. And
so, yeah, just go ahead and mix that up. And
all right, we're going to mix this up.
So what I did was I went ahead and pre-cooked all the noodles. So all of these noodles were pre-cooked, and then I'm just going to make the broth out of this hot water that I have boiling here. And I'll tell you, Eric, I think you're really going to enjoy this one. This is, it's a very, very umami flavored. This is tonkatsu, which in Japanese is a fried pork cutlet that's been breaded with Japanese breadcrumbs. So it's very light, very crispy. And they usually pound that pork cutlet out to be very thin. So that flavor is what is, that's the flavor for this ramen is called. And normally in a restaurant, they would cut that tonkatsu cutlet up and they would put it on top.
Almost like, you know, maybe the way that the Germans cook their schnitzel, where they like pound the crap out of it.
It looks exactly like that. It is a one-to-one.
It's like schnitzel.
It is exactly like schnitzel.
All right. And, you know, our description of ramen earlier, when we talked about the history of the ramen, it did mention the pork flavor. So yep. This is pork. So yep. This is a very, I guess, traditional ramen.
It is. This is pretty much the staple. This and miso.
Miso.
Yes, which is a fermented soybean. But this is one of my favorites.
All right. We're going to try it?
Yep.
Ooh, it's really hot, though.
It's pretty hot.
I'm eating ramen noodles on YouTube and drinking bourbon. I mean, this is great.
It doesn't get better than that.
This is awesome. Okay, ready? Now look, guys, I'm not a connoisseur of ramen, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, I am somewhat of a connoisseur, and I'll tell you, it doesn't get much better than that for instant ramen. It's got a very good savory flavor, has a great umami. It really hits that umami sensation in the tongue, and just wonderful.
You know, all right, so my initial reaction to the flavor of this ramen is it puts me right in the mood of, like, good homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, it's a very hearty broth.
With, like,
broth.
A pork stock instead of a chicken stock.
Yep.
It's like pork noodle soup.
It is a
That's what it makes me think of.
It's a hearty stock, and that's something that you get with that tonkatsu and the the miso flavored. It's a very, very hearty stock. I love it.
Totally chicken noodle soup.
It's good, man.
That's what it makes me think of. I could sit here and devour that entire bowl without even thinking about it.
Oh, whoa.
Dude, that is phenomenal. I don't know how in the heck. Let me see the brand of soup again. Now look, I'm here to tell, I ain't telling tales out of school, boys and girls.
Tell the world the greatness of that.
I'm going to tell you right now, this stuff right here is fantastic.
It's really good.
That is exceptional. That kicks the ever-loving pants out of those cheap 25-cent ramens.
Yep, and you can find that.
Now, what are the price difference?
Dude, that right there, that comes in a pack of two. So normally you'd have two packs of noodles, two packets of broth, and I think it's like right around $4.50. So it's not...
Havana White. Yeah,
yeah, it's not a huge cost versus...
Right, but $4.50 like, for this compared to like 25 cents for some this cheap
is,
ramen.
This is true. I mean, yeah. But they are completely different, you know, tiers of ramen.
The 25-cent ramen cannot even begin to hold a candle to this. This is delicious. Mm.
And that Weller is... amazing.
I'm about to try it too. Ooh.
All right, so guys, the brand of this is called Myojo. Very funny. It kind of looks like Karate Kid style, but I'll show you again right there. It comes in a pack of two. It comes in different flavors. Our favorite is the tonkatsu or pork flavor. It also comes in like a spicy pork, and it also comes in a miso.
Spicy.
Yeah, and also comes in like a miso flavor as well.
That is the bomb.com.
Bam.
That is the most delicious ramen I think I've ever had in my life. I'm not telling tales out of school. That's really good.
This is our family's Sunday lunch every Sunday. And what we do is we take, you can get Asian meatballs and Asian fish balls and mushrooms. And this is the basic ramen. Like if you are just cooking it like we just did, we normally put in like, extra. So we'll cut.
Yeah, kind of doctor it up a little bit.
We'll cut scallions. It's amazing with scallions. You put scallions, meatballs, Asian meatballs, Asian fish balls, mushrooms, and you cook all that together. We put an egg in there, so you get like a poached egg, and it's really good.
That, Matt, that is phenomenal, dude. That is some really, really good ramen. All right, now for the Weller's. All right, this is Weller's Special Reserve Wheated Bourbon. And ooh. I have had this Weller's because it's obviously been opened already, but I don't quite remember the flavor profile. So let's just give it a quick nose. Weller's is kind of hard to find. It's this bourbon's a little it's kind of like Blanton's. Like it's sort of
it different. Really is, and that is not an expensive bottle. I mean, you're talking what?
It's 30 bucks?
Well, no, regular price is 30 bucks. It is not uncommon to see these things going for like $100. Yeah. Just like Eagle Rare. These people lost their mind.
Oh, I know. So my local shop, when I go in there, you know, generally I'll buy like some of the staples and things that I use for my guests all the time and all. But then a lot of times a little lady up there, she'll go, well, I got some Weller's. I got
behind
some
the Blantons, counter.
I got some Eagle Rare. And she'll usually sell me a bottle of each, you know, and it's normal price. I think this bottle was like $35. Yep. So it's a little higher than normal.
I don't mind paying a little bit higher. Like Eagle Rare. I don't mind. If I can buy right now in the current shortage, if I can buy a bottle of Eagle Rare for 50 bucks, I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah.
I won't pay $100.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah.
They're going to raise the price.
I won't. Well, they're asking $100 a bottle for a $30 bottle of bourbon.
Mm. All right. Let's give it a taste.
Very
it's
good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, Weller is no slouch. And people kind of, they're like, oh, they harp on it. Oh, it's only $30 a bottle. Like, but so is Eagle Rare. So is Weller Select.
That
so
can
is,
totally hold a candle to Eagle Rare all day long.
Wow. That might be a reach for me. I think Eagle Rare finishes a lot better. Like, Rare finishes like no other. There's no other 10-year-old age statement bourbon out there for $29.95, even $34.95. Like, that to me is, I don't know how they landed at that $35 price point for Eagle Rare. I really don't.
It is fantastic.
Buffalo Trace lost their mind.
Buffalo Trace. I've been up there to the Buffalo Trace Distillery in Kentucky, and it is a beautiful, beautiful place. And man, very accommodating staff.
Right.
Very friendly people. Not to take anything away from Weller's, because we're tasting Weller's here, but this Weller's is a fantastic statement. It's good.
Nice.
Now, look, that first ramen that you divvied out there, buddy, that's going to be hard to top.
It. I mean, well, we're moving along. So that was a non-spicy, Japanese-style ramen. There's differences between Japanese-style ramen and Korean-style ramen.
So that was Japanese-style ramen.
Japanese-style ramen traditionally tends to not be spicy. Spicy is not
big in Japan.
So
y'all Koreans, y'all like burning your assholes
we
out.
We like to burn that ass up. That is how it works, man.
That's what's happening today, boys.
Yes.
And girls.
So if you want
today
to
today on the Butthole Burnout Channel,
that's the third ramen. You are going to be in pain, buddy. All right. So this is the number one ramen in Korea. This is Shin Ramen. This is the standard for which all ramen in Korea is held.
It is now I will say I've had this before, and it's very good.
It's good. It does have some heat on it. Not a tremendous amount of heat, but it's got some heat.
Well, to be fair, I think that out of the two of us here in the room, that I might be a little more capable on the heat than you are.
You know, I think you might be right. You might be right.
My taste buds are burned out from all the years of eating hot peppers.
That's right.
Now, I want to just pick y'all's brains here a little bit. Okay. We're thinking about doing a raw hot pepper flight. Okay. Oof. And I know he's not looking forward to it. I am. Now, are there, it's this middle one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let us know in the comment section below which types of super hot peppers you'd like to see Matt and I torture ourselves with. Give me a list and I will locate them and we will do a hot pepper flight.
Be kind, please.
Be kind.
Be kind. All right.
So that'll be cool. So we'll do a raw hot pepper flight. If you want to see hot sauce flight, also we did the one chip challenge in that particular video. If you want to see us in some real pain, that might be something fun for you.
That tore me up, man. No joke.
You know, I think when we look at sort of the overall axiom of what we're trying to accomplish with the Life, Liberty, and Pursuit podcast. I mean, we talk about all types of things. And part of life in general is food and drink and, you know, the cultural, you know, types of ramifications that come along with food and drink, right? You know, the way different cultures around the world celebrate, the way that they, you know, even just in the case of ramen being a simple street food, one would easily say, well, why are you doing an entire episode on ramen noodles? That would seem kind of random, right? But at the end of the day, though, there's something about a hearty working person's meal that you have to sort of appreciate how it's developed. And sometimes a simple meal can be one of the best, you know. So I think that's kind of one of the things about our podcast that I've tried to really dive in on hard is, you know, I want people to see, you know, that life revolves around good food as well. You know, you got to enjoy things in life. I mean, yeah, we love guns. We love, you know, protecting ourselves. We love hunting and we love, you know, traveling around, being prepared and this, all of the spiritual, physical preparedness that we can have and mental preparedness, all of those different things. But at the end of the day, man's got to eat and man's got to drink.
And we're just simple guys that like simple things like ramen. You wouldn't think that boiling water and dried noodles would do it for you. But I mean, with this being such a part of my diet and my family's diet, like we actually start, when we start spending time away at like family's house that don't have ramen, we start to actually like, we're like, we want it. Like we want.
You go into
it.
Ramen withdrawal.
You go into withdrawals, man. Like this is, it is what it is. And hopefully, you know, yes, we're kind of sampling some different ramens and stuff like that, but you know, we're also just having, you know, a great conversation and you guys can, you know, hopefully hear our banter and listen to us and, you know, come along for the ride.
That's right. I'm going to sip on some of this Weller's while my ramen's cooling down just a little bit. It's pretty hot right now. Now, this smell from the Shin Ramen is very familiar. I've had this particular ramen before, and I'll say this is probably the hottest ramen I've ever ate.
Oh, just you wait.
And it is most certainly a type of ramen that, you know, I would say that it's probably the highest end ramen I've ever had in terms of, you know, price.
Well, not anymore. You just had the Niogo.
So the Niogo is higher end ramen than.
Oh, this. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
So what's the primo, like, top end ramen?
I mean, that would fall in that category. It is more of a fresh ramen. You know, like, you have to refrigerate it or freeze it. If you don't, then, you know, it goes bad.
So what's the difference between the refrigerated ramen and the dry ramen? Just freshness?
The noodles.
Quality?
Yeah, the noodles are fresh. So it's not a dried noodle. Like you literally dip it in hot water for 3 minutes and noodles are done. You're basically just eating them. Like you're cooking the raw dough through and then that's it. And you add the hot water, you're good.
Yeah, almost like buying, what are those Japanese noodles that come in the packs?
Soba.
Well, yeah, but what's the other word for them? What do they call those things?
I have no idea. I'm not Japanese, Eric.
Yeah, it's those real thick Japanese noodles, and they come in the packs. You open them up, and you just
udon.
Yeah, udon noodles.
I guess I am Japanese.
No, the udon noodles are really good, but it's a different vibe. Like it's not the same kind of thing.
That udon noodles sauce is soy sauce based, so it's kind of
salty.
Yeah, it's a heavily salted, like it's just a soy sauce style.
But it's good
soup. Yeah,
it's just different.
Good. It is different. It's a thicker noodle. It's a rice noodle.
I would imagine it'd probably take longer to cook as well when they're raw, when they're kind of thicker or not.
No,
so much.
They're not fresh noodles, but they're not raw either. You are just kind of like heating them up.
All right. So let's check this out. This is our Shin Ramen, which I'm familiar with this one.
Yep.
The fragrance is really nice. It's got a nice smell to it. Very spicy. I can certainly smell the spiciness. All right. I think I'm about to take the trip to Flavor Town.
And there's just no, there's no mistaking that. Like, Shin Ramen, you taste it, you know exactly what it is. It does come with a dehydrated pack of, like, vegetables. So you get some scallions, you get some onions, some garlic, some carrots, and then you add that to the water, and it reconstitutes that, and it becomes, like, little toppings in there. But
it's got some heat.
It does have some heat. Not a lot, though.
I noticed that when we get into like the barbecue masters and stuff that make barbecue. There's a couple of different overall opinions that people have about making barbecue sauce. Some people use powders and concentrates to make their sauces, and some people prefer to use really, really fresh ingredients. And some folks swear that the powders give you more control over the overall flavor, and especially when you're going for a really hot sauce, something with some spice, that the powders, the powdered chilies and the powdered peppers give you more control over how much heat versus using raw. Do you find that to be true with ramen, or do you find that to be true or untrue across the board in general?
You know, I think that the powdered soup bases definitely have their place. You know, mainly it's because you can add in a little bit more MSG, which is absolutely fine. Like, I personally like MSG. I'm not adverse to it. I think it adds a lot of flavor character to this, to whatever food you're giving, as long as you're not using it in excess. I mean, it's in Asian cooking, MSG is an actual ingredient. Like, when they say, hey, 1 tablespoon of this, 1 tablespoon of that, oh, a teaspoon of MSG, like, that's, it's a flavor enhancer.
A flavor enhancer.
Yes.
But doesn't the MSG make you feel like you're full quicker? Like,
it doesn't make you feel like you're full quicker. It's
like a preservative.
It's monosodium glutamate. It's a souped up version of salt. And salt, like, salt has a way of enhancing flavor, but when you do MSG, it does make you have a tendency to make you more thirsty. So you know that you've eaten a heavily laden MSG dish when after the meal you're just like consuming copious amounts of water because they just loaded it up with MSG, which is, you know, as long as you're aware of it, you're fine. What I don't like is if you say, hey, we don't use MSG, and you clearly do use MSG.
That's
because of the negative connotation with it.
Now, I'll say that I've had Shin Ramen many, many times. I'm very familiar with it. I don't find that to be hot at all. It's not even remotely spicy.
Just, well, you wait.
It's spicy, but it's a good flavor. Good flavor profile. Very, very good. Very flavorful. You know, not so much heat that I feel like I'm about to go, you know, die or anything. But you're saying that we're about to kick up the heat a little bit, huh?
After we do the pho, we're going to do...
Okay, so the pho is the Vietnamese soup.
Yes, yes.
Now, is that indicative of a soup that you get when you go to like a Vietnamese soup kitchen? Oh,
that is the staple. It's beef noodle soup.
Yeah, yep. full of noodles. Okay, now, cool.
It's really,
I love going to the Vietnamese soup kitchens, by the way. They're really good.
It's really hard to get that done correctly with instant style noodles because pho in general is a very long process. It is a very long cooking process for the broth, the bones, because it's basically bone broth. So to be able to capture that in an instant style noodle, it's very difficult. And that, that's going to blow you away, man. That's probably one of the best out there.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of cool things coming up soon, you know, just to some housekeeping, if you will. Now, some of you that follow the Iraq Veteran Channel, you might know this or you might not, but we got some really cool hunts coming up. One hunt, we've got Sir Michael and John from Guns Out TV coming down. We're going on a big deer hunt together in Colquitt. It'll be his first time deer hunting, so that's going to be awesome. We're taking him on his first deer hunt, both John and Sir Michael. So that's going to be interesting, and we're filming the whole thing, so hopefully we can harvest some animals on film and have a great time in the process. We've also got our big boar revolver hunt coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a 44 mag Performance Center Smith & Wesson revolver, as well as a couple of 10.5-inch barrel. We got a 460 and a 500 Magnum Performance Center revolver we're going to be using. So we're going to try to harvest some deer with those big boar revolvers. On film, so that should be fun. So we do have a few hunting videos coming up. Also, we filmed a meltdown the other day, so that's kind of cool.
Yep.
And that's coming along really well. I think you're going to be surprised at that. And we had the folks from Dire Armory come down and help us out with the filming.
They do great work.
So check them out. They're really good people. And also, we had Autumn from Autumn's Armory come down and hang out with us for the day. And we were able to film a top 5 video with her favorite pistols.
Oh, that's awesome. I saw the IG post on that. You had the little mouse gun in there.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
And, you know, the year's ending strong. I think we've hit on a good note. I mean, I wish the availability of stuff was a little better. I mean, you mentioned earlier some shipping kerfuffles. I mean, yeah. It's always tough to deal with.
Well, it's difficult to deal with, you know, on the, you know, ballistic ink fulfillment side because, you know, we have a ton of customers and you guys have been absolutely amazing, you know, and understanding based on, you know, everybody kind of understanding.
Would you finish that off?
Yes, sir. Just being very understanding of like what's going on with the transportation, USPS, UPS, FedEx, everybody's backed up. So I really appreciate the patience with the, you know, and understanding. I can tell you that it's not going to get any better. You know, we're trying, even on the website, we're trying not to put out there like what dates are the last day to get an order in before Christmas because quite frankly we just don't
kind of unreliable yeah. We don't really know
like our experience so far with USPS is you know they're returning a lot of packages because you know they're so understaffed and I'm not talking ill on USPS as an organization because the drivers can only do or the delivery people can only do what you know what they can but if you're understaffed undermanned and you just don't have the bandwidth to do it, then of course they have metrics they have to hit. So is it unfortunate that they can't get out of the vehicle and drop that priority mail package off? Because a lot of our packages go priority mail, which means they have this too big to fit into the mailbox. They have to get out and drop it off at the front of the house. Well, sometimes they just don't have the time to do that. They just mark it as, well, you know, undeliverable.
They sure get those Amazon packages out, though.
Oh, yeah, on Sundays. That Amazon, Jeff Bezos
they don't
pays
play around
them.
With
yeah,
that.
They pay them the Jeff Bezos rate. And, you know, they get out there. But us regular peasants, you know, we get the peasant treatment. So
I think everybody's been getting the peasant treatment lately.
Yeah. And I know you guys have been emailing us, and, you know, just very politely, hey, we ordered this package. We've had to resend a ton of packages out, like reprint them and send them. And hopefully the other packages may come back to us. So
yeah.
It is what it is. And, you know, in the future coming up, we have some great plans. I know we can't let the cat out of the bag now, but we do have some really cool stuff planned. And hopefully, you know, as long as nothing gets too crazy on the supply chain side, I think we should be in a good place. But as long as we can also continue to use American products, I think that would limit our exposure on what we can and can't do. Really, it comes down to the delivery people at this point. Getting the materials, we're using all American-made shirts, like hoodies, shirts. So getting the stuff isn't really an issue. It's really the transportation from point A to point B that's causing a lot of issues.
I'll drink to that. All right. So we've got another Weller's. This is also a special reserve, but this is a single barrel.
This is a special one.
Selected by Depp's Selection number 2. Single barrel select.
I like it.
All right. Let's give it a nose. Try a little bourbon here.
It's got a very sweet nose.
It is very sweet and kind of light and airy.
Mm-hmm.
It smells good.
I like it. Very, very, very sweet. I am catching a lot of sweet notes on that.
Let's give it a taste. Oh, that's fantastic.
That is good. That is very good.
I would say the finish on that might as good as or better than Eagle Rare.
I agree. I think it's definitely got a lot more staying power as far as the coating on it, like when it's a very thick bourbon, that's great, man.
It is good. Ooh. You know, I would say that this particular bourbon as well, you know, the finish on it, it's super, 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 super smooth.
It is.
It doesn't burn. You know, that's really
It's got
nice.
A little bit of a sweet heat to it, you know, and that's not just from the ramen. That's just that overall, it does have a little bit of a sweet heat. Very good.
And it's different. Like the two statements from the other Weller Special Reserve versus this one, the single barrel number 2. It's a very, very nice drop there.
And you would have never thought that an American bourbon would be in such short supply. It's like, oh, it's, you know, bourbon doesn't get stuck on ships. Well, apparently it does.
Oh,
it gets stuck on trucks.
There's just demand. Like people are just buying the crap out of it. It's not that it's getting stuck anywhere. I mean,
well,
look at the world scotch supply, right? And how some of the you know, 12, 15, and then some of the premium, you know, 25 and 30 and even 50-year-old Scotch statements are super, super rare and difficult to get.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when you look at all the Japanese businessmen that are buying up like case after case after case of even 12 and 15-year-old Scotch, it makes the worldwide Scotch supply just, man, it's just nuts.
Which is really weird because the American market is trying to purchase up all of the Japanese Scotch and Suntory whiskey that it can possibly get its hands on. So it's like they're buying up all the American bourbon and Scotch. Mm-hmm. Not the American Scotch, but Scotch. And the Americans are buying up all of the Suntory whiskey, like the Yamazakis and the Hibikis. And it's like this opposite thing. If you want to empty out one of those bowls, I can put some of this into another bowl for you, because I didn't bring a separate bowl for this.
Okay.
And I mean, this is going to knock your socks off, man.
We're just going to combine these.
Ooh, okay. Oh, and I also meant to say on the Shin Ramen, we used water, but we also often use broth. Like, we'll use chicken broth in place of water, and that gives you a very good...
Just kind of doctored up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to have one more taste of that Shin Ramen. It is so good. Very good.
It's the MSG.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but it's delicious. So, you know, the year is ending to a really, really good note overall, and I think that... it's been an okay year. I know it's been a rough couple of years for a lot of folks and everything that's going on in life in general. And that's really like part of what this particular podcast is about, is just, you know, how we live our lives, what we do, you know, how we protect that. And I just think it's interesting. I love all of it. I love the where's, why's, and all of the intricacies of liberty and life and what it takes to protect our freedoms and what it takes to be, you know, positive role models in our society. And anyway, I just think that's cool.
It is. I mean, and before you start,
and gosh, ramen's part of that.
This is Snapdragon pho. You can buy this at Costco. It comes in packs of like 9, and I'm telling you, this is the best instant pho. We've tried them all. This one is the best.
So this is the cat's meow.
This is it, man. This is the bee's knees.
All right. Now, I've been to a lot of Vietnamese soup kitchens now.
Well, you be the judge, as Paul Hurl would say.
Old Paul. All right. Here. Ooh. All right. Here we go. It smells good. It definitely puts me right in, I mean, totally in that faux territory.
Like, for me, it's the broth.
Ooh, so good. That's legitimate.
Yeah.
It's not hot. It's not super spicy. It's just really, really, really good flavor. Wow, that's fantastic.
Go check it out.
Wow.
Go check it out.
That's good.
Snapdragon pho at your local Costco.
Hmm.
But it's outstanding, man.
Mm.
And I mean, I know this one's kind of, this episode is kind of like, out there as far as flights go. And, you know,
this is not a traditional flight.
No, not at all. But you know what? We were freaking hungry. And we were like, well, we can't do a flight of alcohol on an empty stomach. So what do we do? Well, let's do a flight of food
and then alcohol.
So we appreciate you guys giving us the 1 hour out of your day.
That's right.
You know, and hopefully you guys will go and check out some of these ramens, and they're not hard to find. You can even buy them on Amazon, to be honest.
So the last ramen we're going to do is going to be a really spicy one. We'll get to that in a minute. All right, I want to mention, too, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, because I really want people to be surprised when they find this out. And plus, I really don't want to pin this person down unless they really know for sure if they're going to be able to make the travel. But we have a special guest coming to the hunt. Okay, Downing, at our other property. And we will probably be renting an RV or some type of a trailer, and we might set up a mobile podcast area, and we're going to have some special podcast guests. So our next batch, or I should say the batch of podcasts that wind up coming up around the first of the year, we will have some very special guests. So I know that we'll have Sir Michael and John in on a podcast. We'll finally bring Chad in on a podcast. We haven't pinned him down for an entire hour for a podcast yet.
I know. It's been so difficult. He's such a busy guy.
Yeah. And the entire time we've been doing this, we haven't had Chad on the podcast. So we'll definitely get that going. And then we might have one other special guest that will, we're going to let that be a surprise. But let's just say you're going to be very happy about it.
It'll be a pretty cool guest.
You will definitely enjoy this guest, especially if we have an entire hour to spend with him. We will certainly ask all the questions that you guys certainly want to know.
or her. There could be a girl. You let the cat in the bag. It's a girl.
That's right. Yeah. Dude, that Vietnamese pho is on point. I mean, for being just, you know, an instant one, it's excellent. Dude,
I'm not playing around. I said I was going to bring the best of the best.
Well, staples. You certainly did.
And, you know, I am no slouch when it comes to ramen. I would not feed you ramen that I don't eat myself. My family, myself, my daughter, we love all this. Well, she doesn't eat the shin or the super butthole spicy ramen, but we're about to eat. But
so we're about to break out the blow your butthole out ramen.
Yeah, and I'm already feeling the pain on this really? One, man.
Is it that hot?
It's pretty dang hot, man. I'm not going to lie. It's going to, you're going to feel the pain.
Hit me. All right, so this is the super, super, super spicy. Now, what did you say on the Scoville unit scale, what this stuff was, like really obscene? He's not looking too confident about this.
I'm not happy about this, but this is literally the name of this is called 2X Spicy Chicken Flavored Ramen, and it is double the spiciness of the one-time spicy chicken ramen. This has no broth. It is literally
straight up
this packet of fire mixed in to the noodles.
So I think we have to paint a very interesting picture here. Let me see that packet. Okay.
So just so we're on the same page.
Okay.
It is at 8,808 SHUs.
Wait a minute. You mean it's 8888?
It's 8808.
Oh,
very, dang. Very close.
Dang.
Very close. 8808. But that's still dang hot.
So there's a picture on this bag of a chicken holding a bomb. Look at that. He's holding a bomb. And also, he's breathing fire. Look at that.
Yeah.
He is breathing fire. And then look, the little peppers have little evil devil faces.
And you can tell I brought this because I have it. I do not eat this on a regular basis, and you're about to see why.
Where's this stuff come from?
That's Korean. It's the Korean. Hottest. Yeah, it's the hottest thing to come out of Korea.
Product of Korea.
Yeah.
I don't y'all know. And your hot food. Okay. Well, hit me up.
All right. Let me Sunny see. Boy. Let me see your bowl. This is.
Let's go.
This is going to be very bad.
Yeah, we're getting this party started now, son. Now, the shin is pretty spicy, I will say.
If you're not used to spicy, like normal people would think that that is extremely spicy. This is next level spicy.
Right on.
Oof. Oh my. Oh my.
It looks like tar.
Yeah.
Like hot tar.
Yeah, man. That's not. Oh, man.
Really? It's not like that, is it?
It's pretty hot.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me look up the pepper Scoville unit scale for peppers. I want to know what this. I want to get an idea of what I'm getting myself into. Let's see, Scoville, Scoville scale.
I got to add just a little bit to loosen the noodles up because the noodles kind of stuck together just a little bit.
Okay, so let's look at the Scoville scale.
Just a little bit. Yeah, I pre-cooked the noodles, so the noodles are a little cold, but that little bit of hot water just loosened it up and made it to where I can mix this up.
So for reference, all right, on the Scoville unit scale, we're looking at a Serrano or Hungarian pepper. This is on the high end of a jalapeno pepper in terms of heat. So if that puts it into perspective in terms of Scoville units.
This is?
Yes. Habaneros are 100,000 to 350,000 heat units on the Scoville scale. So on paper, it may not sound like a lot of heat, but I guess we'll see.
I think they might have a missing number in there because I'm telling you right now, this is next level, man.
All right. So this brings up an interesting point. All right, Szechuan style seasoning in Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
How it's got that kind of that oil, and it's kind of that black oil. You know what I mean? And it gets really, really hot. Have you ever had like Szechuan style?
Oh yeah, all the
time. Sure enough, legitimate Szechuan where it's super, super, super spicy. It kind of makes your lips tingle when you eat it.
But that's usually what Szechuan is. It's more like a tingling flavor, like a mouth numbing flavor. It's not really like super, super hot. It's more like mouth numbing.
Yeah. I like that. It's kind of different.
It is, but
do you
it's
think
not...
this is going to put us in the same level of hurt?
You're about to find out, brother.
All right.
There you go.
Let me see. Wow. I mean, you're making me worry here.
Like I said, I think that like 8,000 might be.
They might be lying.
It might just be a misprint.
Yeah. My 800,000.
I mean,
it missed
I think
zero.
They said it was close to a million, so they might have misprinted that.
Close to a million?
Yeah.
A million Scoville?
Yeah.
All right. Let's have it. Look, you're just going to go for it, right? Jesus. Look at this guy over here. All right. Oh, boy. It's on your lips. It's like you're wearing lipstick. All right, here we go.
Woo. All right. I'm already sweating.
What did I just do? Dude.
Woo.
I'm eating more.
Wow, I'm definitely eating more, but it's gonna creep.
Ooh,
it's gonna creep.
Good.
It's gonna creep up on you, man.
That's good. It's got some good heat.
It's creeper. You say it's good now.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. I'm not lying. And I mean, I know you eat hot. I usually eat pretty hot too, but this is like creeper, man.
The creeping death.
Yeah.
Wow, that is the trip to Flavor Town. That's really good. It is hot, though. I'm starting to get it. There are people on YouTube watching me eat ramen noodles. Look at that.
Yeah.
I have nothing to wipe my face off with. Whew. All right. Let's let that work a minute.
Oh, it's pretty hot.
Oh, I've made such a regrettable mistake.
My lips are on fire. My tongue is on fire. My throat.
Let it waft. Ooh, that's hot.
It's like white phosphorus. The more air it gets, the hotter it gets. Like I'm breathing.
Yeah, the more water you put on it, the worse it gets.
I'm like breathing right now, and it's just like intensifying.
Well, now wait a minute now.
It's going to level out eventually.
Now wait a minute. Right? It almost puts me into the mental state of Szechuan.
Yeah.
Kind of numbing my lips a bit, but there's that backlying heat.
I mean, it's good.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Don't get me wrong. It tastes good, though. It's not like it's like this super, like just obnoxious heat.
It's obnoxious.
It's hot, but oh.
Hmm. Boy, that right there is going to give me a stomach ulcer. All right.
So.
It is good. It's as hot as crap. Ever loving crap.
I'm like sweating. Guys, if you have to try that.
I'm wearing buckskins.
Yeah.
I'm really sweating.
It's going to have some of this soup.
Wow. That is phenomenal, though.
It's
it
really
is
good.
Hot, but it... Look, that can't even begin to hold a candle to the one chip challenge.
The one chip challenge put me out, man.
You were feeling it.
I was done. Like, I was cooked. It's getting hotter right now. Oh, dude, that was a bad mistake. That was a bad mistake. It moved around all that capsaicin in my mouth. Mm-hmm. That was bad.
That's bad. It is hot. That's definitely not 8,000 Scoville units. That's like 800,000.
That's what I was saying. Like, I there's no way that's a serrano. I eat serrano peppers. I just eat serrano peppers. But that,
okay. It hit me. Look, man, that puts me in the mindset of one is the Szechuan style.
I just wiped my face with my hand.
And now your face is burning.
Yes. That was so bad.
My hand is burning.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Why, Matt?
I don't know, but I still have to finish it.
Why do we do this?
I still have to finish it. You finished yours, huh? Almost.
All right. So I'm glad I brought up the Szechuan because it does put me in the mindset of the Szechuan. But also, I would say that it's not as hot as a Scotch bonnet, but I would say that the pepper profile would be like eating a raw habanero with the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's about as hot as a habanero pepper, which, you know, is definitely not a wimp of a pepper, which we're going to find out on the next flight. We're doing raw peppers. We're having to buckle in, and you guys are really going to get to see us be in some serious pain on that one, because we're going to get the last pepper we're going to do is going to be probably like a Reaper or something like that.
Okay. I guess I'm sold.
No pain, no gain, sonny. Going to have to get in there and put in the work for the YouTube, for the entertainment of the masses.
That's way more than 8,000. There's no way.
It was definitely a misprint. There's no way that's just the heat of like a jalapeno.
Oh, because, come on, man.
You just wipe your eyes. Yeah, I mean, 8,000 Scoville units, that's just a jalapeno pepper. That's way hotter than a jalapeno.
I'm probably going to throw up later.
Dude, it's real. It's seriously some hot ramen. All right, so we went over a lot of different ramen here.
Yeah.
Okay, from the very, very gentle flavor and just really good home style flavor all the way up to the blow your butthole out. No one would ever eat that type of crazy thing. Now, is that the spiciest ramen there is?
That's the spiciest ramen I've ever had. I go looking for hot stuff. I haven't seen anything hotter than that. Then maybe if you guys want to put something in the comments or something and let us know, we'll try it. You know, we're a sucker for
punishment? Glutton for punishment?
My lips are numb and my tongue is numb, so I'm having a hard time talking.
Your eyes are watering.
Yeah, it's because I put my hand on my face and in my eyes. So, I mean, yeah, if you find something hotter, let us know. We'll try it out. And we're a sucker for punishment.
All right, so a couple of things that I want to know from the audience.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the hottest thing you've ever eaten? All right, which raw peppers should we do that are absolutely going to make us be in some serious pain? But look, I have one minor request on the raw peppers, okay? Tell us what raw peppers you want us to do. Now, sure, some of them can be really Looney Tunes and crazy and hot, but also I want to know what peppers you guys have ever had that are really good flavor. Like, I want good flavor, too. Heat and flavor are my two priorities, but one of them can be just Looney Tunes, you know, freakish, genetically engineered, you know.
They have something that's hotter than a ghost pepper now.
It's really?
It was a
Carolina Reaper?
But it was like a variant of the Reaper. It was like a...
Oh, some genetically mutated?
It's something, it's called a something Reaper. I can't remember the name, but it still it maintains the Reaper, like, because I think it's from a Reaper plant. But it's not a traditional Carolina Reaper. It's like something else.
I mean, you could take something like Carolina Reaper and dry it out and crush it up in a powder and put it in ramen and make Carolina Reaper ramen.
Oh, yeah. Just thinking of that would... honestly think they used just...
But it's just powder, right?
I think they just... On this particular one, I think they just used bouillon flavoring and
capsaicin.
Capsaicin.
Yeah, so no real powdered pepper.
I don't think so. But I mean, then again, it was pretty like thick and tarry. Like when it came out of that bag, guys, it was like tar.
Let's see.
Woo.
Okay. Ready? This is... Okay, so this is the soup portion.
Okay.
So that would be that tara you just put in it.
Oh, man, that's
hot. Water, artificial chicken flavor powder, white sugar, soy sauce, red pepper powder, soybean oil, onion powder, chili extract, salt, garlic, tapioca starch, yeast extract powder, black pepper powder, and curry powder. With a little bit of roasted sesame and roasted laver, L-A-V-E-R, yeah, laver.
Seaweed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some powdered peppers.
Chili
and probably
extract.
A little capsaicin oil in there for good measure, because it does have that kind of oily consistency.
It was
too.
Very, it was like oily and tarry when it came out.
I mean, if you look at it, it's got that
oily
look to it.
Yep.
So I would imagine that's probably some form of a capsaicin oil or something. You know, and it's cool to have some of the freakishly hot stuff like that. So we will be doing a raw pepper flight. We hope we can get a little bit of feedback from you on that one. Also, let us know, what's the hottest dang thing that you've ever ate? Was it the one chip challenge? Was it a really hot pepper? Was it really hot ramen or noodles or something like that? Was it a custom powder that you came up with of different powdered peppers that just was a magical combination of crazy heat?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. I love spicy food.
Yep.
Personally, I do enjoy it. I mean, spicy food is good for you.
It is.
It's healthy.
There's been proven health benefits to eating spicy food. You know, it's, you know, everything has a limit. And, you know, if you do anything in excess, it's going to be bad for you. But, you know, there are certain aspects of a spicy diet that help you. They can help you with your longevity.
That's right.
But before we go, I just want to recap the different ramens for you guys at home, so you can see, and kind of, maybe you want to take this culinary trip with us. All right. So the first ramen we had, it was a Miyogo fresh ramen found in the refrigerator aisle of your local Asian market. We use Buford Highway Farmers Market, or you can go to H Mart.
Ding.
That's right. Use code IV8. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm kidding. They'd be like, what the hell? What are you talking about?
Absolutely hilarious, man. All right. So the pho is Snapdragon, Vietnamese pho, pronounced pho.
Where's that from?
The only place we've ever seen this was Costco. So Costco.
Is it made here locally or is it overseas?
No, product of Vietnam.
Oh, so it is legitimate.
It's Vietnamese pho. Vietnamese. All right.
Sweet.
Then we had our pack. Oh, I'm going to stay away from that bad boy
because
you get that on your hands. So this is Shin Ramen. This is the number one selling ramen in Korea. It is a staple. Now, funny thing is, this is made in America. So this is a product of the U.S. of A., but it is Korean. So they also have another version called Shin Black. It comes in an all black wrapper, and that is just less salty. The only difference is that it has less MSG.
Interesting.
But hey, baby, bring on the MSG. I don't care. I love it.
Right on.
All right. And then the last but not least, actually, it is the last one, is the Samyang 2X Spicy Chicken. And you know what? The heat has subsided. You know, it's not as bad. I'm still keeping my hand away from my face. But for a minute there, it was pretty intense. Very intense.
You know, now that it has calmed down a little bit, I am getting a little bit of kind of an aftershock. I can really taste some nice pepper and flavor.
It has good flavor to it.
There is good flavor. It's just a heck of a lot of heat right there.
And you guys can probably YouTube the 2X Spicy Challenge from like a couple years ago, where like people were just, they weren't able to finish a whole bowl of it. It's that spicy.
Wow. I don't know if I would quite paint it with that brush, but I mean, I guess if you do have not as good of a tolerance to spicy food, I could see where that would be a thing for sure.
But you got to understand, your tolerance and even my limited tolerance is infinitely higher than a lot of people that don't eat any spicy.
My wife, if she took even a whiff of that, she'd probably throw up. So, that's just so much heat.
It just
puts
it, like, it's not, I mean, like,
the
it's spicy,
would be
but
too hot for her.
Yeah. And so, but to us, we'll sit there and eat it and enjoy it. It's killer, but you still enjoy it.
That's right. Well, I hope that everyone has a fantastic week, and we have many more podcasts coming up. And have a good one. If you want to support the podcast, make sure you go over to Ballistic Ink and pick yourself up a snazzy t-shirt. All those funds go right back into supporting what we do. So we really appreciate those of you that, you know, partake in our merch to help keep us going. Also, a big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. You guys rock. Thank you so very much. We have many more videos and podcasts on the way. Please go over there and leave us a great review on all the podcast servers. Also, if you're watching here on YouTube, you can follow our podcast on IraqVeteran8888 over on YouTube. Please like, share, comment, leave a nice comment for us. That'd be awesome. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast. Anything we can do to improve the podcast, whether it's audio or video or any of the production stuff or subject matter, let us know. And we'll try to take that into account. Also, make sure you click the notification bell and subscribe to all of our content so you don't miss an episode. Have a good one, and I will see y'all on the flip side. Thanks for listening to Life, Liberty, and Pursuit. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else podcasts are found. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate that. You can support us over on Ballistic Inc. by picking yourself up some merch. And remember, guys, dangerous freedom. Have a good one.